Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, with your new neighbors. Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
And now, it's Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
Yes, we are back. Real Talk with Michael McFadden. Show number 415, if you count. If you can hear my voice, that means that it is a Wednesday. As a matter of fact, it's September 23rd, 2015. Got a great show for you tonight, as always. Tonight's show is being brought to you by my folks over at JR Crickets, 2617 to be exact, Panola Row. This Sunday, come hang out with us. It's the Atlanta Falcons versus the Dallas Cowboys. Join myself, Tony Hardnack, Kenny Brandon, Mel Johnson. The whole crew going to be out there providing you with some great music. So a great place to watch some football and watch some Falcons go for 3-0. Food, drink specials, of course, as we always do. Got a great show lined up for you tonight. My girl Christy Tucker Sims is going to be hanging out with us. Also, Keith Roberts has the latest on sports. And when we come back, my girl Niecy G is in the building. And we got a new artist for you to check out. We got all that. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Real Talk.
Yeah.
Around, yeah. Everything I see, dude, that's all that's gonna see.
Style. It's how you express who you are without speaking. At Birds Couture Boutique, you'll find the perfect mix of unique styles and designs that bring out the fashionista in you. Birds Couture Boutique offers an exclusive collection of designs that set the tone for any and every occasion. Whether you're looking for classic, stylish, fun, or chic, Birds Couture Boutique has you covered. And the best part is, you'll look like a million without paying a million. Every woman deserves to look beautiful. At Birds Couture Boutique, that's exactly how you'll feel. Beautiful. Birds Couture Boutique is located at 147 Bank Station, Fayetteville, Georgia. Call us to schedule your personal style assessment, 678-545-1687. Or visit us online at lovebirdscouture.com. That's love, B-Y-R-D-S, couture.com. Birds Couture Boutique, where exclusivity meets the everyday woman.
What's up, everybody? This is Melissa Rose, and you're tuned in live with the hottest man on the radio, Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
Hey, guys, we're back. Show number 415, if you count. Today, September 23rd, 2015. I know Keeps going to talk about it, but you got to say rest in peace to Yogi Berra. I think I'm going to find some of his funniest quotes. He was hilarious for that. He was known for that. He lived to be 90 years old, though. Yeah, producer's fault. Also, selfies. I'm going to tell you about selfies and the deaths that is caused in 2015, and you would not believe what it's ahead of. That'd be tripping. Also, Keith Roberts is joining us tonight, and our special guest tonight, I got our new artist, what do we call it, new artist showcase? I forgot what we called it. Y'all be tripping. You're proud of me. I appreciate that. We got a new artist. I'm a man, DeMario Street, but he's been a part of the show for a minute. We got some music from DeMario Street. I love that kid. And our special guest tonight, Christy Tucker Sims, my homegirl from right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Her, October's coming. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we're going to holler at Christy. She's got a busy month coming up in the month of October. And we're going to talk about what's next for Christy. If you don't know the story, visit her website, ChristySims.org, and it'll tell you all about it. We'll talk a little bit about tonight, but, you know, we want to find out what's next for Christy. She's got a crazy schedule coming up in October, and just definitely look forward to chopping it up with her. But first, you can check her out every Wednesday night right here on Real Talk about the same time. You can also check her out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Periscope, Snapchat, whatever else website is out there. I'm just going to make sure she's not on that website, Ashley Madison, because, you know, they released all the names on that. Let's make sure she ain't on that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, she's in the building, my girl, Niecy G. What up, Niecy G?
Hey, Michael, what's going on?
Hey, we was looking for your name on Ashley Madison. So far, so good.
You won't catch me there.
Hey, what's up with your Colts, girl? I mean, with your Broncos. Did your Broncos win? No,
yeah,
they lost,
they won.
Didn't they?
No,
oh,
they won.
They
lost the first game. They won this last game. This
okay,
Sunday.
They won and won. Okay,
don't be fronting on Peyton. They won. Uh-huh.
My bad. I was thinking about Deanna. She's an Indiana fan, and for some reason I still had Peyton in Indiana. I'm just tripping. It's Indianapolis. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Anyway, what's going on with you? How you been? How's your week so far?
My week is going good. How about yours?
Oh, going good. No complaints at all. It is Wednesday, so it's hump day, so just a couple more days. But we're still working over the weekend, but it's all good. Just don't have to jump up as early no more. So I'm good.
Right.
Yeah. And tonight, Empire, were you a big Empire fan? I have not seen one episode of it yet, but season 2 kicks off tonight, huh?
Well, I guess we the only two, because I haven't either. I haven't either, but it's such a big thing for everybody else. Yes, season two kicks off, the epic premiere tonight for Empire, and you got so many watch parties going on and a lot of hoopla as to Empire returning. But for their writer, the director, Lee Daniels, he's been hit with a $10 million lawsuit. Apparently he did an interview recently, where he referenced that Terrence Howard was no different than Marlon Brando and Sean Penn when they started talking about domestic violence. You know, Terrence Howard has been accused of abusing several of his ex-wives, and Lee Daniels put them in that same sentence. And Sean Penn said, because you can talk to my exes, even Madonna, who can prove to you I've never abused them, never been accused, never been arrested, and never even, you know, participated in it. So he hit him with a $10 million lawsuit. So I'm sure it's a bittersweet opening for him.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I bet you he won't drop nobody else's name like that at all.
Yeah, exactly. You better keep your mouth shut. Let Terrence deal with his own issues.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, the season picks up tonight. I know a lot of people will be glued to the television, or they got their DVR set. You know, a lot of people in Atlanta, for those that listen to the show outside of Atlanta, I don't know if y'all city gets down like we do in Atlanta, but I saw at least 7 flyers, Niecy G, with Empire watch parties. Who in the hell wants to go to a club or a lounge
to
watch a TV show?
Right, where everybody going to be talking. So how can you clearly hear what's going on?
Man, we're in Atlanta, boy. Like I said, I don't know.
We're going to make a party out of everything.
We're
going to
make a party out of it.
We're going to make a party out of it.
Hey, the New England Patriots won the Super Bowl, but we having New England Patriots Super Bowl parties in Atlanta. I just don't get it at all.
Right.
Lord
right.
mercy. Yeah. Hey, for those that since we're speaking about Empire and TV shows and stuff like this, the Emmys cranked up Wednesday, and we haven't had the time to talk about it, obviously, because I think they were on Sunday or Saturday. We didn't have time to talk about it, but it was like a real record-breaking experience for the Emmys this year, huh?
Yes, it was, at least for African-American women. 3 women picked up Emmy Awards for this past Emmy Awards ceremony, which was on Sunday. You had Uzu Adoba, who picked up Best Supporting Actress for her role in Orange is the New Black. You had Regina King pick up an Emmy for Best Supporting Actress in a Limited Series for her role in American Crime. And you also had Viola Davis pick up an Emmy for her role as Best Actress in her role for How to Get Away with Murder. So it was great. They all gave great speeches. Viola Davis took the time to bring out something that a lot of people wouldn't chose to talk about, and that was that, you know, African-American women can compete and can be just as good if the roles are there for them. And she said, you know, the only thing that separates them from any other person in the world is opportunity. And if the roles aren't there, they don't have a chance to play in them. So it was a great night. I remember when the first person won, my mom put out a tweet, you know, on this, she texted me and said, I bet she's going to be the only black woman tonight. And I didn't watch the Emmy Awards, but when I woke up the next day and heard that 3 African-American women, I thought,
right,
I could bet you, because 3 of them won, not just one.
Right. And I think that's like a lot of people weren't watching them because they were like, the black folks never win any Emmys. But, yeah, they walked away with 3 that night. And there was also a Fox reporter. I was trying to find the story, but there was a Fox reporter who tweeted out something about
It was another actress.
Oh,
she
plays
on General Hospital. I can't think of her name right now, but she tweeted that Viola Davis was never discriminated upon. So first of all, I want to ask her, how do you know what Viola Davis went through? Have you been in her life all of her career? Just because you may have seen her in opportunities, how do you know if she hasn't been discriminated again? You know, but they never, you know, some people never get it, you know, and don't understand the ramifications for them coming out of their mouth and just saying some stuff. But a lot of people, of course, Twitter, which they call Black Twitter, I still don't understand that part yet. Like, how is it, what makes it Black Twitter? But anyway, they slammed her. And she came back with an apology and said she learned a lot. And, of course, the same hoopla. Oh, I learned a lot and I realized that, you know, I got a lot more to learn and I should have never said anything. And, of course, I'm not racist and all this other stuff. Whatever, lady. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, shut up and keep it moving. Keep that stuff to yourself.
People going to learn. People are going to learn with social media. They better stop. See, they be thinking they get ready to get some likes. And then it backslash,
right.
You get the backlash from it, and it backfires is what I was saying. And then you want to feel bad about it. Shut up. Keep it to your mouth. Keep it to yourself, or say it to your best friend. But you ain't got to put it out there on social media, because once it's out there,
it lasts forever. Yes, it lasts forever. Somebody goes, so you think you deleted it, but guess what? People,
somebody
they're going to screenshot it. Yeah, they're going to screenshot it before you delete it, and the next thing you know, it's all over. So, yeah,
room is always on it.
Always on it, and congratulations to those sisters for taking home Emmys, and shout out to everybody that's about to watch Empire, and shout out to everybody that's about to watch Empire in a noisy-ass club, and it cost you $15 to buy your drink.
Get in.
You could have went to the store and bought you a bottle and had a bottle for the whole season, but I'm not going to dwell on that. Finally, the Pope is in America. The Pope is in America. They're making a big deal about that.
Yes, he is. Yeah, they're making a huge deal about it. And I'm so glad I'm not in Philly right now, because the stuff that they're going through for this man is unbelievable. So he arrived yesterday. He arrived in D.C., and he's, you know, met with President Obama and his first family today, spoke out on some political issues today. I don't know clearly what he spoke about, because I got to get home and watch the news. But he is traveling up to New York tomorrow, and he's going to spend 2 days in New York. Tomorrow and Friday, and then on Saturday morning he arrives in Philadelphia. And let me just say, if any of these other cities have done like Philadelphia has, kids have been out of school since yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The whole city has shut down. They closed the courthouses and everything else. And
he's
not even coming until Saturday. You cannot park on certain streets or your car will be towed. They have set up this perimeter around a certain radius, which is around the downtown area. And you can get out, but you can't get back in. So if you live there, you stuck there. No buses is running, no trains is running. You had to have certain passes to get on the few trains that will be running and the few buses. It is ridiculous. They shutting down bridges in and out of the city. I mean, it is crazy. I have some friends, I'm for real. I have some friends that's coming to Atlanta for the weekend because they was like, if I stay here.
Well, I tell you what, your friends are gonna be so happy because they are having, right now at the Gold Room, the Pope is in America party. It is free until 10, and ladies get it free all night. At the Gold
Exactly.
Room,
you know how we do in Atlanta. Everything is a party.
Hey, before you go, Forbes released their top grossing hip-hop artist in 2014, and P. Diddy was on top again this year with an estimated about $60 million. In second place, Jay-Z came in at $56 million. And can you guess who number three was this year?
Wow. Okay, let me take a guess. Rick Ross?
For real?
I didn't think so, but I don't know who else is out there. I don't know.
Rick Ross? Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I don't know.
Come on, take one more guess.
Okay, wait. Okay, let me say. Okay, so we said P. Diddy, Puffy. P. Diddy, Jay-Z. Dang, I don't know nobody else that's out there, so I'm just going to take a wild guess. Nas? I don't know.
Drake came in.
No. Okay.
Cue Niecy's music. She said music and not.
I didn't think nobody else was up there in that top category.
No, it's Drake. It was the top three were Diddy, Jay, and Drizzy Drake came in at number three. Also making a list, Nicki Minaj was the only female to crack the top 10. Highest paid hip hop acts coming in at number 9. She did about $21 million. So yeah, all those people on the list. Obviously, Dr. Dre was still on the list. Eminem was still on the list. Kanye, but top three: Drizzy, Drake, Jay-Z, Eminem. All right.
Okay, and before we go, wait. Before I go, talk about this. So have you heard about Farrakhan reaching out to Jay-Z to tell him to cover Beyonce up? Did you read that?
No, I hadn't heard that.
So Farrakhan said, you know, he wants Jay-Z to keep his wife covered up. He was like, you know, it's no reason for her to have to be out there, you know, undressing all the time and for young ladies to be following her. And I honestly agree with him. I agree with him wholeheartedly. You know, it's not, even if it, the thing is, certain people have to do that because they don't have the talent. Beyonce has the talent. She's already established herself. She has a huge following. You can't really say nothing bad about her without some backlash. And so it's now time for her to clean up her image a little bit because it's not necessary. And, it, you know, especially she got a young daughter. She got all these little girls who's following after her. I just feel like it is time. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, who is Farrakhan to tell? He must be want some and he can't get with Beyonce, so he wants her to be covered up because, you know, it's too tempting for him. And I'm like, no, I think he's just saying what a lot of people are feeling, and it is time. You know, you are a mother. It's time to be a little bit more responsible in your image, and your image does not have to be sex because sex sells, yes, but that's for people that are trying to make it. You've made it. You're there.
Right. Yep.
Cover it up.
You already
covered
it up.
It would mean so much. It would mean so much for her to cover up, and so many people will follow suit because she's Beyonce. Come on now.
Yep. Exactly. Great deal. Niecy, tell everybody how they can keep in touch with you, home girl.
Well, they can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/NiecyNay. They can find me on Instagram. Niecy Nay on Instagram. They can find me on Twitter. I am Niecy G. They can find me at NiecyGblog.com. That's NiecyGblog.com. And they can find me every Wednesday night right here on Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
Bye, Niecy. You've been having me cracking up. Peace. That's my girl, Niecy G. Check her out every Wednesday right here. And, man, don't let her get started, boy, because once she gets started, she cannot stop. But how's she going to say, I said the top 10, the top earners in hip-hop, she going to put Future and Nas on the list. Lord, that made my day. Hey, coming up next, my girl Chrissy Tucker Sims is going to be hanging out with us. She's got a busy month coming up because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and she has a lot of stops to make, and I am so, so fortunate that she made Real Talk one of her stops before her October gets super duper busy. And Chrissy, I know you're listening. I'm not going to play no Rich Homie Quan Flex. I promise you I'm not going to play it. I'm just going to repost the video on my Facebook page. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, go to my Facebook page in about 5 minutes. Hey, we'll be right back. Real Talk with Michael McFadden. Yeah.
Try again another day. I should be happy, not tipping the scales. I just won't play, letting my life get away. You know you like it, but it's getting a shame. What you want, what you gonna do? You know.
This is Billy Bill.
Yo, this is Mac Dew.
Yo, this is Trust.
This is Farouk.
Yo, and this is Shannon Gill.
And we're High Five.
And you're listening to Real Talk with Michael McFadden. What up, Mike?
Real Talk with Mike. What up, High Five? Real Talk with Michael McFadden, show number 415, if you count. Hey, I'm going to ask you, do you know, I don't even know how to set this up. But selfies are the leading cause of death. You know what? I can't even set up. I just got to say it. So far in 2015, there have been 8 deaths from shark bites. However, there have been 12 deaths from selfies. So selfies is outranking shark attack deaths in the United States of America. Lord have mercy. Whatever. Hey, later on, my man Keith Roberts, we're going to break down week 2 in the NFL. And I'll tell you, we got our new artist of the week. But tonight, our special guest tonight is not only a friend. I keep hitting the paper. I'm excited because Christy Tucker Sims is here. Hey, Doug High's very own. You know what? Christy and I were supposed to graduate together, but I think it was because of the way the school system was set up and the way my grades transferred from D.C. to Atlanta. They kept me back a grade, but I ain't even mad. But we still partners. Ladies and gentlemen, she's here with us tonight, my girl Christy Tucker Sims. Hey, Christy.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for having me. We finally made it here, huh?
Finally. Welcome. How you been?
I've been good. Getting busy, trying to stay balanced. Stay balanced.
There you go.
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, we saw you staying pretty balanced in your flex dance video.
Oh, really? You put me on blast like that. Okay.
Girl, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yes, Christy still has a good time.
I do. And you know what? People have to see a different side of me. They see me, they see the deep and they see the other part, the serious part. And it's time for people to see a totally different side of me, you know?
Yes, I got you. And let me ask you this. Besides this is your first time on Real Talk, you did The Crush last night. I know those were kind of like shows. Like, you were like, oh, my gosh, pinch me. I can't believe I'm doing these interviews. What other interviews out there where you just had to pinch yourself and you said, I cannot believe I'm talking to this person?
The only one I've ever felt like that was T.D. Jakes. I mean, you know, everything else has been basically just the media, and I've done a lot of it that you know, I've done so much of it that I don't put a whole lot of thought into it. I just,
mm-hmm.
you know, they contact me, and I turn down a lot of stuff, believe it or not. I turn down a lot of things that some people probably would not turn down, but
mm-hmm.
I assess, is this going to edify other people? Is this going to make me look bad, make me look good? Is this something that I should do? And you know, I think about it before I do anything. So everything that I've decided to do thus far has ended up being okay because I really thought about it and I really prayed about it. But T.D. Jakes is the one that I was like, okay, how did I end up on a T.D. Jakes show? Because I've been following him for years, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. It has to be an awesome feeling. And in the same way on the show, we've had opportunity. And I understand exactly where you're coming from, because you have an opportunity to interview, like we have an opportunity to interview a lot of people on the show. But sometimes those there are those interviews that you be like, nah, because it really, you know, it's not my demographics. You know what I'm saying? He or she doesn't fit what we're trying to do or whatever. I don't want to do it just for numbers. We do this for a reason. And clearly I understand that. And I'm just so proud of you to see you keep moving. And I told people tonight before you were coming on that we wanted to talk about Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which is coming up in October. And like I said, we're so happy that you took the time out to come holler at us, because you're about to get super busy. Because, you know, I follow you on Facebook and Instagram and all Twitter and all that good stuff. And now you're a professional speaker. That's what you do for a living now. And you bring awareness. And when I looked up the word domestic violence, and it defines it as domestic violence is a pattern of behavior used to establish power and control over another person through fear and intimidation, often including the threat or use of violence. And I always wanted to ask you this question, Chrissy. Were you in a domestic violence situation prior to this happening?
You know, he did things, when I think about it, I didn't put it this way. I didn't know I was until after this happened to me. So I woke up from a coma 2 months later. Okay.
Okay.
Even him doing this to me, he set this up to look like an accident. You know, this wasn't an argument. This wasn't, we weren't mad at each other that day that I know of, you know. But when I think about them, if there are a lot of other things that go under the title of domestic violence, it's the manipulation, the control, the, you know, the possessiveness, that, you know, trying to control other people's behavior. He did a lot of that, a lot of
that.
But in the very beginning, it feels a lot like love, because, you know, every woman, when you, and I think about the things that women complain about with their men, I never had those issues. Like, you know, he was always calling me a million times a day. But when you think back on it, that's very unhealthy. That is very, very, very unhealthy. Especially for a person like me that doesn't require it and it doesn't give it to the other person. Like, I just don't have a need to talk to anybody 25 times a day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did a lot of things, and it was really the possessiveness. And see, what people don't get is that this was all about, if I can't have her, no one can have her. That's what this was about, you know. And so it didn't have to be him beating me or anything like that prior to. It doesn't matter how the end result was. He changed my life for the rest of my life, you know.
Yeah. Wow. And we in Atlanta, we saw the trial. He was actually convicted. I don't know if he hasn't been sentenced yet, correct?
Yes, yes. He got 40 years, 20 to serve. And that 40 years was very important. He got 40 years because he had several different charges against him, you know, because one of them was he blinded me initially, and then, you know, he disfigured me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there were several different things attached to the same charge, but it was such a big deal, and he had to go in and find a precedence to make sure that he got 40 years and not 20, because, you know, you can get 20 years and serve only 10, you know what I mean?
Right.
But he got 40 years, 20 to serve, so he will likely serve all of that 20 years, and I'm going to need him to do that. I really am.
Good. Good. He needs to, for real. And with us coming up on October and Domestic Violence Awareness Month, what's your message out there, not only to the ladies, but to men too? Because I read a stat that says men are victims of nearly 3 million physical attacks in the U.S. alone. So what's your message to people today?
1 in 4 women at some point in their life will be the victim of violence. 1 in 7 men. And those numbers are conservative, because guess why? Men don't typically report it, because it's that man thing. You see what I'm saying? What people don't get is that some women, remember, this is not just about physical. Remember, this man wasn't knocking me around. Some women are abusive to men. They're abusive to men. So it works both ways. It's typically us being abused, just because of that whole mentality of women being the weaker sex. We weigh less. We're smaller. You know what I mean? So they can typically have more physical control over us. But women can very well have mental and emotional control over a man. So it's not just. And then you have same-sex relationships. I've had guys to come to me. Had a guy come to me last year, said that I saved his life. He was in a same-sex relationship, and his partner was abusing him, knocking him around. He saw me unveil on Fox 5 last year, and he left that relationship and never returned. He says that I saved his life because he saw me. He didn't want it to happen to him. This is a guy that this happened to. So my message is, number one, that it can happen to anybody. It can happen to a professional woman, the girl next door, which is kind of like what I was, you know, the girl that was connected to community and family. It happened to me, the girl that was well-liked, the girl that has confidence. You know, I'm a professional counselor. You know, I have a master's degree in mental health counseling. It happened to me anyway. My message, what I want to focus on primarily, Michael, is not just helping people after they've been through it. Think about what this has done to my life. I don't want anybody to get to this point. So my what I'm going to be doing through my foundation is I'm going to be doing what I'm doing, which is spreading awareness, which is what we're talking about right now, spreading awareness, letting people know this is possible. This is possible. This happens. You know, it's not a cultural thing. It's not a gender thing. This happens, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's happening every single day. It's one of the largest but how about it's one of the few societal ills that we can change almost immediately. Did you know that? Domestic violence can be stopped through counseling, awareness, prevention, and education. It can be stopped. It can be stopped because it's based on human behavior, and human behavior can be changed.
And something you said early on, Crispy, especially about your situation, where it was more about, it wasn't the physical, it was the manipulation and the control. And when you look at having to talk 20, 25 times a day or 70 text messages a day, that's the beginning of that control. I like reading your text the other day, with your post the other day, where you say you really don't even like to talk on the phone anyway.
I don't. And he wanted to talk all day. But it wasn't about, it wasn't, see, and guess what, though? It feels like it's, oh, he loves me so much. That ain't it. He trying to make sure you ain't got time to talk to nobody else.
Right.
Think about it. He want to make sure you don't have to. This happens all the time. And that's why I say women do it, too. In fact, women do this part a lot. They do this a lot. Mm. They make sure they keep you on. Think about now. Think about how women are sometimes. It's not just men. That control works both ways. It works both ways. You know,
wow,
women can be dangerous, too.
Now I got to ask. Please tell me you call Renita.
Renita.
Oh, you didn't get it? Okay, I thought you would get that joke right offhand. Don't worry about it. I see you not witty like me, so.
Oh,
let's go
Renita.
Back to you. Yeah.
Oh, Renita, on my page.
Yeah.
Renita McAfee?
Yeah.
I'm slow.
It's funny because
okay.
we had, yeah, we see that. We got you, Chrissy, but yeah, we got you. No, Renita and I, we all went to Dub, but we all did real estate together. And I didn't realize that you have a long real estate career yourself.
Oh, yeah, I'm still a broker. I own my own agency for 8 years, yep. Before I became a counselor, I was a real estate broker, long-time real estate broker.
There you go. Now, let me ask you, like, you going on the road speaking now, you still get nervous in front of crowds?
Always. In fact, if you don't get nervous, you ain't doing nothing special.
There you go. What do you do to calm your nerves?
I pray, and I listen to music, typically listen to music right before I go on. When I say that I have never, to this, and I'm going to have to do this because now people are wanting to pay me now, but I'm going to have to prepare more. But I literally ask God, look, just speak through me, and you tell me, you say what you want me to say, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you make sure that I come off well, that I reach the people that I'm supposed to reach, that I say the right thing, that I do the right thing, that I walk the right way, you know. And so that calms me. It calms me.
You know, one of my biggest things when I first started speaking, and it still happens to me today, Chrissy. Like you said, if you ain't nervous, you ain't talking about nothing, you're going to say, I have to use the bathroom. Like, I have to go to the bathroom like 4 or 5 times before I hit the stage. It never fails.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Anybody that doesn't get nervous, they've gotten too cocky. They've gotten too cocky, you know?
There you go. That's it. For those that have just joined us, we're speaking with my girl, Chrissy Tucker Sims. You can actually visit her website, ChrissySims.org. To learn more about Chrissy, but you can also donate as well. You can donate to the foundation, and you made that very simple as well, too, didn't you, Chrissy?
Yeah, I have two things going on right now. Right now, we're doing a personal fundraiser for me. It's GoFundMe.com/ChrissySims. That goes to me directly. If you want a tax write off by the end of the year, if you want to benefit other survivors, because remember, people forget that I'm still the original victim. I'm still going through. You know, I still have more surgeries. So we have this separate GoFundMe thing, but you can also donate to the foundation, ChrissySims.org. Just go there and hit the donate button. And that goes to other survivors. It no longer benefits me, and that's the confusion a lot. Because originally, before we were 501(c), it was benefiting me. But once we became 501(c) and I remained on as the president, I can no longer benefit from my own foundation. So we had to start something personal. Okay.
Got you. So what's the GoFundMe, Chrissy?
It's GoFundMe.com Ford/Christy Sims, and every dime of that goes directly to me for my future surgeries, for me to get through these next few months so I can really get back to work like I'm supposed to, help my kids. You know, it's a personal thing. A lot of people think they're donating to me when they go through the foundation, but they're not anymore. You know, that's benefiting other people now. Yeah.
Got it. As a matter of fact, we're going to make a donation from Real Talk with Michael McFadden. And so far, Christy, how many, if you don't mind me asking, how many surgeries have you been through?
I've had 13 total. I've had 7 or 8 to my face. And I say I don't know because I was in a coma for the first few surgeries. I don't even have any kind of recollection of those first few. But 7 since I've been awake, like 7 since I've been awake. And my entire face has been reconstructed. My entire face, my cheeks, my chin, my upper lip, my eyelids, upper and lower. Nothing on my face is original. Pretty much, except maybe my forehead is original. That's it. Even my neck, my entire neck has been replaced.
Gotcha.
So I have been rebuilt. GoFundMe,
the GoFundMe, guys, is GoFundMe.com/Christy Sims, and that goes directly to Christy.
It goes.
Yeah, go directly to you to help out with future stuff. And as a matter of fact, we're about to shut down Facebook and Twitter right now. Now, I do want to say thank you again. I'm always telling you thank you because you did clarify today via social networking and social media that today is not or yesterday, whatever, was not National Daughter Day. Correct?
It is not. It was August 11th. It was August 11th, and it was brought to my attention by Stephanie Williams. It was bothering her. And then once I started seeing it over and over again, I realized that, I'm like, man, it's bothering me too. You know what I'm saying? Because it was actually August 11th. It was, but you know what? It's a positive thing. Hey, it's just that everybody's wrong. They just got the date wrong.
Right.
That's all.
They just got the date wrong. That's all it was. So October is going to be busy for you. Are you doing anything local that our folk in Atlanta could come support you on? And even for our listeners that are in other states, you got to, a quick look at your calendar and where people can come meet you.
I'm going to run it down because it's busy. I'm speaking almost like every day in October. I'm going to run it down real quick, and then they'll be able to find it. If they go on my foundation page and also on my personal Facebook page, when I post it where it's public to, what do you call it, the public, whenever I put my schedule up. So even if they're not my friend, they can still see it. And
okay.
The best way to follow my schedule also is to go to the Christy Sims Foundation page on Facebook. Okay, I do more Facebook than anything else because I'm technically challenged. But anyway, I still hadn't figured out Twitter and all that stuff. Somebody else manages those pages for me. But anyway, okay, so I'm starting.
I ain't laughing at you, Christy.
Yes, you are. I hear you. I hear you laughing at me. Everybody knows me. You know I keep it real. Okay. So, starting next week, I will be at the Georgia Commission on Family Violence, Monday through next Wednesday, the 28th, 29th, 23rd. I speak the morning of September 30th in Athens, Georgia. I speak to all the judges, the attorneys, all the people in law enforcement in the state of Georgia. I speak to them as a keynote speaker closing out that convention on September 30th, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a registered event, and that's in Athens. Okay, so starting in Atlanta 2nd, I will be the keynote speaker at a domestic violence vigil for the North Georgia YWCA. It's going to be at 12 noon in Marietta Square. For those who live in the Marietta area, who work in the Marietta area, it's going to be powerful. I'm going to give homage to people who have lost their lives to domestic violence.
Okay.
And October
6th. That's my neck of the woods.
Yeah, well, that's where I'll be, October 2nd, Marietta Square, 12 o'clock, October 2nd. It's a Friday. Okay, on October 6th, it's going to be a real cool event, and it's free, and most of my stuff is free. Okay, October 6th, it's called Awesome Life. It's Awesome Life Ministries, and what it is, it's going to be me and a couple other women, and we're going to get up on stage like a TED Talk type thing, real music playing theater type thing, real nice. They can go to Awesome Life at eventbrite.com to get tickets, but they're free, though. They just need to register. It's free. It's for women only, though. That's the big thing, women only. It's a real powerful event for women, okay? I would encourage people to really show up for that one. It's called Awesome Life at eventbrite.com, and I will be candidly telling my story.
Mm-hmm.
And October 8th, I will be at Monroe College in New York in the Bronx.
Nice.
Okay. October 9th, I'll be back in Atlanta. When I tell you I'm all over the place, And on October 9th, I will be back in Atlanta. This is another event. I want people to make it their business to be there. It's an event called, it's a live memoir of hope. And they can go to shewearshope.com. And what it is, Michael, it's a stage play depicting parts of my journey this past 2 years, mine and four other women. And it's not going to be, it's going to start off with us going through, but in the end, it's going to be just very powerful. Lots of music and dance and singing. And it's just $25, shewearshope.com. I mean, excuse me, shewearshope.org.
Okay.
To get tickets, just $25. October, the morning of October 10th, which is a Saturday, I will be teaching a workshop called The Warning Signs of Relationship Abuse. Remember, I'm a counselor, too, so I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
The Warning Signs of Relationship Abuse, I'll be teaching at about 10:30 on Saturday morning, October 10th. And the registration, when they register for the She Wears Hope thing, they can also register for the workshop, too, if they want to.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And so October 14th, I will be in El Paso, Texas.
Okay, then.
Speaking at El Paso College. And let's see, nothing else going on that weekend. Okay, then October 20th, I will be back in New York again, speaking in Sanborn, New York. And
mm-hmm.
October 21st, I will be speaking at Atlanta Metropolitan College.
Okay.
I don't know the time yet for that one. October 22nd, I'll be at Clayton State. This is one I hope people can make, is at Clayton State. It's going to be at 6 o'clock in the evening, Clayton State University. And October 24th, I will be receiving an empowerment award from the Concerned Black Clergy at 12 o'clock, Saturday, October 24th.
Nice.
And so far, I think this is it for October, which if you can tell, October's full. The 27th of October, I will be in Richmond, Virginia, and I will be hosted by the Omega Psi Phi of Richmond, Virginia, talking there on a college campus there. Okay? That's October 27th.
That's awesome.
That's it.
That's awesome.
I'm tired. I'm tired just thinking about it.
But you know what? The message is powerful. And every time that we post a picture, when I found out that you was gonna be able to do the show with us, you know, people love to hear the story of how courageous you are. And that's all that I can think about. Is how courageous you are and your beautiful smile and I think for me personally, I know that whenever I see you, you're always smiling and in good spirits, and I really, really love to see you like that. Like I think last time I saw you, we were at the Doug High thing at Washington Park, and we actually took mm-hmm. over that park. That was so disrespectful of us.
Oh yeah. But it was so right. It had to be done. You know, Doug High is just
really
there's something special about Douglas High School. It just really is. My goodness.
Yes, it is. How are your kids doing, Christy?
My kids are doing. They're doing well, believe it or not. I keep things very, very normal around here. I can't believe I use that word. That's the opposite of my life. Our lives are not normal. I keep things, try to keep it consistent. Put it that way, consistent.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there
we
you
are go. Consistently we are consistently abnormal. Put it that way. But you know, I have funny little kids. You know, I have a sense of humor, and I have funny kids too. So if you can just keep them laughing. Joking with them
mm-hmm.
and, you know, keeping things light, letting them know that they don't have to be perfect because their mama's not perfect, you know. Everything just kind of works itself out, you know.
Over the past 2 years or so, Christy, what have you learned most about yourself?
I learned a lot of things about myself. I learned that I am so much more than a pretty face. I knew that before, but trust me, you really learn it when you go through something like this.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that I can get through just about anything, anything. This is probably one of the worst things you can do to a human being. It's considered the most heinous act known to mankind, believe it or not now, what was
mm-hmm.
done to me. So, but, yeah, I realized that I can get through just about anything, and I can get through it with a smile on my face.
Now, you know, the big question that everybody asking me, and you know how dudes are you dating again?
No, I'm not dating again, but they come, you know. Men some reason they don't seem to be bothered by the scars. I think, you know, I'm hoping, you know, I'm working through that trust thing now, like not mm-hmm. because of what happened to me. See, I don't believe it or not, because I'm so balanced on the inside. I don't have the baggage that most people would have. And because he didn't break me, he didn't beat me every day. He wasn't living with me. He didn't break me. So I don't have those things that a lot of abused women have. I thank God for that.
Like insecurities or anything like that?
Yeah, I don't have an insecure bone. Well, everybody has insecurities, but I know who I am. And so I don't care how many scars I have. You're not going to mistreat me. You're not going to, you know, mistreat me. And I'm not going to settle from this point forward. So I have guys that do approach me, and I have guys that are interested in me, but because I'm trying to still figure out this whole new dynamic for me, and because I have to be so careful about who I bring into my children's life, it just takes too much thought, and I don't have time for that kind of thought right now. I don't have time to be trying to, like, vet and do background investigations right now, because that's what I'm going to do the next time. You know, I don't have time for all that right now. Yeah.
Did you just use the word vet? Did you just say vet?
I said vet, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have time to do all of that, you know? And that's what it would require now, because not just because of what happened to me, because I was hurt, but because now people think that I'm something bigger than what I am. I'm just a regular person now, but because they see me on TV, they associate something with that. You know, I'm still just a regular woman. I still take my kids to school every day. I still trying to figure out how to pay my bills. You know what I'm saying? But people don't get that, and they put me up on this pedestal that I've never even put myself up on, you know. And so men, I think, sometimes might be attracted to the idea of me.
Right.
The idea of me. Yeah, when I'm just a regular woman and I make mistakes and I'm flawed and, you know. But because they might like the idea of me, they might be there for the wrong reasons, is what I'm trying to say.
The website, ChristySims.org, the Christy Sims Foundation, Building Courage, Changing Lives. She has a busy October coming up, ladies and gentlemen, so you're going to be able to catch her all around the United States, from New York to Texas to ATL. Christy, she's buzz Facebooking. Tell everybody how they can keep in touch with you, Miss Christy Sims.
Best way, like I said, is Facebook. Christy Sims Foundation on Facebook, or friend me, Christy Tucker Sims. You know what? I got a documentary coming. It's going to be finished in November, probably.
Good.
That's going to be big.
You know, November is Sagittarius month, right around the 23rd.
Yes.
You ain't about that Sagittarius. Like, are you on Instagram, Christy?
You know, my foundation is. But remember what I said? I don't do all the extra stuff. My foundation's on there. They can follow my foundation on Instagram. They can follow my foundation on Twitter. I don't know the things right now. Just look for it. Christy Sims Foundation. Look, I can barely, like, honestly, Facebook just kind of works for me because I like to write. That's the only reason why it works for me, you know. I'm sorry you asked me to do too much stuff that I cannot do all the extra stuff, Mike. I just can't do it.
somebody just sent me a message and said, Michael, you're not paying attention. She already told you how she feel about social media. Okay, well, damn.
I like social media. It's been good to me, believe it or not, but I'm just not savvy enough to be. Trust me, once I figure it out, I'm going to personally do Periscope. I'm going to do Instagram. Right now, it's just my foundation. I have a social media person that does that stuff. My personal page is what I do myself. The one that you and I communicate on, that's me. That's me personally writing, you know. But the other stuff, I have somebody else that does that because I just can't keep up with it.
All right, Doug. Hi, Astro. You got it. You won. Christy.
Yes.
Love you to death. Have a great, great evening. Holler at us when you get back. I know you got a busy month. If you need anything from us, holler at us. And as a matter of fact, I want you guys to look out for my girl. Check out her GoFundMe account. I posted it up on Facebook. Everybody go make a donation. Go straight to Christy. Christy, we love you. Have an awesome October. Go out there and spread the message. And, we love you. Get out of here. Bye. I know you guys.
I love you,
Empire,
too.
Right?
Thank you. Yes, thank you. I love you, too. Bye.
See, you don't like talking on the phone. Hey, Real Talk with Michael McFadden, my girl Christy Tucker Sims. We'll be right back. Keith Robbins is in the building. Real Talk. Yeah. Thanks, Christy.
I'm looking. be losing everything if I lost my girl.
Find the perfect mix of unique styles and designs that bring out the fashionista in you. Bird's Couture Boutique offers an exclusive collection of designs that set the tone for any and every occasion. Whether you're looking for classic, stylish, fun, or chic, Bird's Couture Boutique has you covered. And the best part is, you'll look like a million without paying a million. Every woman deserves to look beautiful. At Bird's Couture Boutique, that's exactly how you'll feel. Beautiful. Bird's Couture Boutique is located at 147 Bank Station, Fayetteville, Georgia. Call us to schedule your personal style assessment, 678-545-1687, or visit us online at lovebirdscouture.com. That's love, B-Y-R-D-S, couture.com. Bird's Couture Boutique, where exclusivity meets the everyday woman.
What's up, everybody? This is Melissa Rose, and you're tuned in live with the hottest man on the radio, Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
Hey, guys. Real Talk with Michael McFadden. Once again, shout out to my girl, Christy Tucker Sims, show number 415. I'm going to mark that on my calendar. That's when she hung out with us. The website is ChristySims.org, but don't forget, you can donate directly to Christy on her GoFundMe account. As a matter of fact, we're going to be making a donation from Real Talk. It is GoFundMe.com/ChristySims. And what it does is that money goes directly to Christy to help with medical and rebuilding of her after that horrific crime that was committed against her. And, you know, domestic violence, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So what I ask everybody to do, you know what I'm saying, you get that paycheck on the first of the month, you know, go buy, you know, GoFundMe.com, Christy Sims, help my sister out, you know what I'm saying, if you can, you know, or just help out wherever you can. So, bam, shout out to you. Also, I got to stop saying, that was a really long pause. Oh, thank you. Sorry. My bad. Why am I critiquing myself on air? Also, 347-994-2063 is the number to call the show. If you want to speak, all you got to do is press 1, and we can come to you. We'll screen your call. We'll drop you, too. Don't forget that. We will drop you from the line if need be. I remember that time we were doing one show, and the lines were blowed up, and Nisi had to go through all the calls. So it's all good. So, yeah. Anyway, our sports guy, Keith Roberts, is next. As a matter of fact, our sports guy is being brought to you by Provot, exclusive made-to-order neckwear for men with an extraordinary sense of style. You can visit the flagship store at provot-online.com. That's provate-online.com. You can check them out every Wednesday night right here on Real Talk. It is our guy, our sports guy, my man, Keith Roberts. What up, homie?
What's going on, Mr. McFadden? How are we doing this evening?
Man, I'm awesome, man. How you feeling today?
I'm doing good. I got the Empire Season 2 premiere on pause in the background, so we need to get to that when we get off the line here.
No, what we really need to get to is that 5-11 you had this past week.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of them weeks. They said, I don't know, there were 9 favorites on the Vegas Lions that lost their games, and 6 of them lost outright. So that shows you what kind of a crazy week it was in week 2 of the NFL.
So it just sounds like an excuse to me. It's all good. But after 2 weeks of the NFL season, we know less than we did after week 1, except for the fact that the Patriots are still a Patriots, and the team they faced last year in the Super Bowl is a surprising 0-2. But Cam Chancellor ended his holdout today without getting his money. Was it smart for him to end his holdout without signing a new contract?
I mean, you'd have to think right now with them being 0-2 that this would be the most leverage he would have. But he was starting to realize that with 3 years left on his contract that they weren't going to re-sign him to a new contract, at least at this point. And, you know, still starting to lose game checks will make you turn real quick. Now the interesting thing is going to see if they're going to waive the $30,000 a day fines for missing training camp. So they don't want to kind of start setting that precedent with having that happen, you know, with waiving those fees. So, you know, with a veteran locker room like that. And he's got Jimmy Clausen coming into town, so I think he just wanted to come in and knew he could get a couple picks this game.
And speaking of the Seahawks, man, a report came out after Sunday's game that Jimmy Graham is a little unhappy with his role up in Seattle. Should they be concerned about that?
I mean, you got to think they got to be a little concerned. He's probably the best playmaker that they have on the team. You know, they went out and made that trade for him. You don't think to make him a blocking tight end when he was, you know, 2 years ago, when he was trying to sign a new contract, he was a wide receiver on his Twitter bio because he was trying to make some more money. So, you know, he expected to go over there and make some plays. I think it's more of a scheme thing that, you know, they're going to look to get him the ball more. And at some point he's gonna have a turnaround, and, you know, winning cures everything. So they start winning a couple games, and I think we'll hear a little bit less on his end as well.
Now, there are 9 teams, many high-profile teams that are 0-2, and this is the most since back in 2004. And you think about it, 0-2 is really a tough start to fight back in. Now, out of those teams, who has the best chance to fight back and still make it to the playoffs?
Well, you know, of the 9 teams, 4 of them have Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks in Baltimore, the Giants with Eli, Drew Brees, and Seahawks, Russell Wilson that we just spoke of. Obviously the Colts are a surprising team, the Giants. Then you got the Eagles, Lions, and Texans. Of those, you got to look at Seattle. They probably have the best chance to make a playoff run. Philadelphia, if they can stay healthy in the division that they're in, all they can do is win the division, and you can make a playoff push. And then the Colts, they're a surprising 0-2, especially after the two teams, playing two AFC East teams first 2 weeks and losing pretty handily to both teams and some of the excuses they had Monday night. But, again, you can win that division. You're going to make a playoff run. So it's going to be big for them this week. There's been three teams have rallied from an 0-3 start to make the playoffs since 1990. So you lose another game this week, you're in some rarefied air and trying to make the playoffs.
Now, the Falcons right now are surprisingly 2-0 because a lot of people have had us going 0-2 for the season. And they play injury-plagued Dallas Cowboys this Sunday. How much would the Cowboys struggle without Tony Romo, especially being out for about 8 weeks or so?
Yeah, they're going to struggle a little bit. They went out and traded for Matt Castle yesterday, Buffalo's backup. So that gives them a little leadership and somebody that's the veteran in the locker room, which is kind of what they're going to need there. They're surprising 2-0 as well, with Philadelphia and the other teams there in the division. Dallas wasn't expected to, after losing DeMarco Murray last year, but you give that offensive line, and I think any quarterback back there may have a little bit of success in moving the ball around, and I don't think Terrell Owens will be back with the Cowboys by Sunday, so you guys should be okay.
Now, I hate looking forward, Keith. I like to keep this one game at a time. But as I look at the Falcons, let's say the next five or six games or so, like I said, I hate looking ahead, but you got the Cowboys, the Texans, the Redskins, Saints, Titans, Bucks.
Yeah, you could be an easy 6-0, and you could struggle probably two of those, four or five games, and I think you guys are still already in a position where if your offensive line can hold up, and that defense is a huge difference between last year and this year that we're seeing out there on the field. So with the weapons that you have on offense, if Julio Jones can stay healthy, he's been a beast this year for you guys and pretty much leading all wide receivers in stats so far. So as long as he can stay healthy and you can have a little bit of a run game, I think you guys could be in for a nice run. And with New Orleans struggling the way they are, I think you guys may have locked up this NFC South early on in the season.
Now, this is the game of the week. It is a house divided in the McCauley fan household because the Washington Redskins take on the 0-2 Giants. Hey, man, who you got, man? And please be careful what you say.
Yeah, especially because most of my friends are New York Giants fans from New York. So, starting 0-2 after, kind of giving away the game to Atlanta and struggling week one, I think they're going to be in for a tough matchup and against a team that, after we just talked about all the injuries that Dallas has, may be kind of primed to possibly make a run in that division over there.
Yes.
I think though, as backwards as the NFL has been this season, I think at home the 0-2 Giants will kind of sure things up a little bit, and I think they're going to get that running game going and take the ball out of Eli's hands a little bit, as he has made some mistakes for them so far. And I think the Giants will go ahead and get the first victory of the season.
Just talking to our super producer, she said she doesn't have anything. I'm going, come on, bring it on. She said she didn't have anything to play. She was ready to play her Hail to the Redskins song, but it didn't work. So that was awesome.
She was waiting on it.
She was waiting on it, boy. I can hear buttons clicking all the way over here. Hey, man, give us an update on your fantasy players to keep an eye out for this week, man.
We're going to go with a surprising top five quarterback in fantasy football after 2 weeks, and that's the Bills' Tyrod Taylor.
Wow.
If you're looking for a quarterback, you got one of those top ones that are struggling. He's going up against a Miami team this year, or Miami team this week, that has been great against the run but has struggled somewhat against the pass, and we've seen what they were able to give up last week and losing that game on a dumb defensive penalty. But, you know, he's been able to show, even with a game last week with three interceptions, he kind of evened it out with his three touchdowns, and he's been pretty prolific running for over 40 yards in both games so far this season. So he's going to get your points through the air and on the ground. So you're looking for somebody to pick up in your daily fantasy for the weekend, or you've got a quarterback that's struggling, he's available in a lot of leagues out there for you guys.
Man, I just saw a post coming from Michael Keefe of 112. He posted a picture of James Harden again wearing Nikes. James Harden, so it looks like Adidas gave him $200 million deal for 20 years.
They forgot to give him the clothes along with that. You see, that's why he's not wearing them.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's the only reason I can think. They normally, you know, you got a sponsor, they're throwing in the bed, or they're throwing in the necktie, or they're throwing in
he's wearing some Nikes. It looked like he just wears some regular Nikes.
Well, yeah, no, Adidas didn't throw him the apparel for free when he signed the contract, so he's got to wear what he still has. And, you know, he wasn't buying Adidas before he signed the contract with him.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Come on, man. Put up some Adidas for these people. Hey, I don't know if you know what happened, but there was a local sports talk host morning show that was let go from the station, man. What happened?
Who was that? I missed this one.
Oh, you didn't hear about that one?
No.
Our friends over at 92.9 The Game, man. Hold on, I'm gonna let you go. But no. The morning show dude who's on with Randy Cross.
Oh, yeah. Cross and not Dukes. That's Dukes and Bell in the afternoon. Who does the morning show over there? Now you got
Hold on. It was Randy Mark James.
Yes. What was he let go for?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I heard rumors that it was because of he was asking for autographs at the Mets game or something like that, which is shunned upon in sports talk radio or something like that. But I don't know. I told my man Jarvis to call me.
Yeah, no, it was from 2 days ago. And I'll send you a note over there. But, yeah, it says after 16 months that he's out. And the circumstances are kind of murky. So I think it has to do with, like you said a little bit, it says Randy Cross remains. So, yeah, you know, I got some connects over there. So I'll give it a shot over, see if we can't get the inside scoop.
Yeah, so they pulled Zeno up to do the morning show. He's been doing the morning show for a minute, so I don't know who they're going to put in that place. I put your name in the hat, so just FYI.
There you go. That sounds good to me.
My man.
Can always make that appearance for him.
Is it Raw tonight? Is there anything on you watching? Empire.
Empire tonight. So
man, go do your thing, man. Tell everybody how they can keep in touch with you, my man.
Hey, we make it nice and easy over here. @rsports Facebook, Instagram, Twitter,
Tout, Periscope, Snapchat,
the whole kit and caboodle, Vine.
And then you're all, you know, Ashley Madison was hacked, so I guess you're off of that, huh?
Yeah, they weren't too happy that I used the Michael McFadden email address, so I had to take that out.
Hey, man, that didn't work. I tried to use that as an excuse. Keep using my name. That didn't go over well. Keith is single. He only supposed to be on our website.
that was from before too. So that was an old.
Man, enjoy yourself, man. Let's get our picks in to the crush, man. And I think we're a little behind, but it's all good. We'll catch back.
We'll
up,
change.
Man.
We'll,
5-11, man. For real.
Like I said, I just wanted to give you all a little chance. Make them feel like they're going to be in it, and then we'll make a little comeback. So we got some time.
Out of 16 games, Keith Roberts, you only got 5 of them right, man. God.
Well, how many did you get right? Like 6?
I think I went 7-9 or something like that.
No, wait, didn't you get 5 and I only had 3 or something crazy like that? I think
you only had
1 stat.
Hey, man, get out of here, man. I was supposed to
Provide.com. House Sports Guys is being brought to you, yes, it's being brought to you by Provide. Exclusive made-to-order neckwear for men with an extraordinary sense of style. Visit the flagship store, Provide-online.com. That's Provate-online.com. Our sports guy, Keith Roberts. Hey, don't go nowhere. We'll come back. We'll tell you about what we got coming up next week. And I'll tell you who I think is going to win the Giants and Redskins game without any repercussions at all, because I can't have any repercussions. Real Talk with Michael McFadden, show number 4-something. 15 is the number? Yup, 415. Real Talk.
Yup.
Billy Bill.
Yo, this is Mac Dew.
Yo, this is Trust.
This is Farouk.
Yo, and this is Shannon Gill.
And we're High Five.
And you're listening to Real Talk with Michael McFadden. What up, Mike?
What up, High Five? Hey, I got to say thank you to everybody that hung out with us today, that took the time out to dial in and listen to the show, that logged in on their computers and hung out with us for an hour and a half. I promise you I'll let you get to Empire. You know what? I do have a spoiler alert if y'all want me to tell y'all that. Nah, I'm just playing. Hey, thank you to Keith Roberts, our sports guy, for hanging out with us. And remember, check out Pravate-online.com. That's Pravate-online. Fellas, ladies, if y'all want to get y'all man some, check them out. My folks will take good care of you. And this Sunday, I'll be at the JR Crickets 2617 Panola Road, to be exact. Come hang out with us. The whole crew's going to be out there. The Atlanta Falcons taking on the beat up Tony Romo less, Dez Bryant less, Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys 2-0, Falcons 2-0. Somebody's going to have an L. So come hang out with us. Game kicks off about 1 o'clock. Had a great time last week. And come hang out with us again this week. Shout out to Niecy G for doing her thing. And a big, big shout out to Christy Tucker Sims for more information about everything that she has going on in the month of October, because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. You can visit her website, ChristySims.org. All her foundation information, her calendar is up, and her GoFundMe account, GoFundMe.com/ChristySims. That goes directly to Christy to help with future surgeries, and just one of the most courageous people that I know. One thing that I took away from her conversation today is that when you think about domestic violence, it's not always violence. It's manipulation and control, because as Christy said, you know, the guy she was dating at the time didn't beat her or anything. There wasn't anything like that, but he was very controlling. You know, the telephone calls during the day. And men, too. Men are abused as well. She said 1 in 4 women, 1 in 7 men, and the disparity is because a lot of men don't want to admit it. But, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Christy, thank you very much. She's got a documentary that's coming out in November. So I told her we definitely can talk about that, all that good stuff. And don't forget, selfies have killed 12 people so far in the United States. Do not be number 13. Do not be number 13. I'm not going to say I'm going to laugh at you. Now, it's so wrong for me to say that. But please don't be number 13. Selfie deaths in 2015 outnumber the deaths of shark attacks. Be careful when you're taking selfies. I just took a selfie and put it on Instagram. Check me out, MichaelMcFadden.com. I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, DC, the number 2 ATL. And if you need a good book to read to kind of motivate you, I'm actually going to read me a copy now. Truisms. You can grab a copy tonight. MichaelMcFadden.com, only $9.95. Until next time we speak, which will be Real Talk, show number 416, I'll holler at y'all then. Nikki, thank you. And the winner of the Giants Redskin game goes to my team, the Washington Redskins. Boy, she was ready to hit that dump button. Hey, shout out to all the Giants fans out there. It's going to suck if y'all go 0-3. Oh, that's going to be a bad look. My Falcons are 2-0. You know it. Yes, I already knew that. Hey, y'all have an excellent rest of the week. Enjoy your hump day Thursday, Friday, and then you're off for the weekend. But stop planning for the weekend. Plan for the week just like y'all do y'all weekends. I'll see y'all next week. Real talk. Yeah.
I do, I do, I do. love won't be forever. Wanna live it up like that's true. You might wanna roll with me too. But I don't mean to brag, but I live a life that most can only dream about. Yeah. So baby, come be my dream girl. Pick up fantasy and let me work out. Yeah. Just let the drink flow. Later on you can come through, through, come through. You know you're the highest. They should call you your highness. They call me king cause I'm that dude. All you gotta do is leave your crew. But I don't mean to brag, but I live a life that most can only dream about. Yeah. So baby, come be my dream. Let me work.